U.S. Consumer Rights Acts and Client Rights. Educating clients on various U.S. Consumer Rights Acts helps consumers understand their rights. If a client does not know their rights, they cannot effectively know when they are being violated or stand up for themselves. If a client has a complaint about a purchase or a credit transaction, the first step is to contact the seller or creditor directly. If the client has been rejected for credit, the first step is to contact the creditor and find out the cause. The client will at least know what they need to work on if it is a legitimate issue, and if it is an error, they will know they need to get the error fixed. Equal Credit Opportunity Act. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits creditors from discriminating against potential customers based on sex, marital status, race, national origin, religion, age, or public benefit assistance status. Lenders need to provide a written statement within 60 days indicating why an applicant was rejected or why another adverse action was taken. Discrimination in this case could involve arbitrarily refusing credit, discouraging borrowers from applying, offering different terms to different customers based on the previously listed qualities of the applicant. Truth in Lending Act, TLA or TILA. The Truth in Lending Act, TLA or TILA, is defined as a federal law that requires lenders to clearly disclose loan terms and costs, such as interest rates and payment schedules, to help consumers make informed credit decisions. The Truth in Lending Act is a federal act to protect borrowers in general and in particular borrowers using high-cost mortgages that have risky lending practices. It is enforced by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, but it also allows borrowers to sue the lender if they violate TLA provisions, such as disclosures. Lenders must provide written disclosures of the annual percentage rate, APR, plus all finance charges, payment terms, and fees for a loan in a large font, easy-to-read table called a Schumer box as shown in Exhibit 2-66. Note the large bold font that is required for key information. The way these rates, fees, and terms are advertised is also regulated. Installment credit. Installment credit contracts must be written in plain English. Billing statements must be clear and detailed, including how interest is calculated and how a monthly payment is applied. Right of rescission. The legal right of a consumer to cancel certain types of loans or contracts within a specified period without penalty. The right of rescission allows a borrower to cancel a loan that is secured by their primary residence that they already own, refinance, or a home equity line of credit within the first 3 days of origination. It does not apply for a new mortgage because it must be the customer's existing home. Exhibit 2-66, Schumer Box, Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, is intended to ensure credit reports have privacy and accuracy protections. Under this act, consumers have a right to know what is in their credit report. The act limits bankruptcies from staying on the consumer's report to 10 years and other negative information to 7 years. Consumers have a right to get their credit score, but agencies can charge a fee for this. Consumers also have a right to a free copy of their credit report if they are denied credit, are unemployed, or are the victim of identity theft. Consumers must have a process to challenge errors in their report. Credit reporting agencies have 30 days to resolve reported errors. Employers must get a potential or current employee's written permission before they can view their credit report. Other parties must also have a legitimate right to review it, such as due to a credit application. Fair Credit Billing Act. The Fair Credit Billing Act is defined as a federal law that protects consumers from billing errors on credit card accounts and outlines procedures for disputing incorrect charges. This act specifies how billing errors on open credit accounts are to be challenged and corrected. Billing errors can be disputed, but the client must put the dispute in writing within 60 days of the transaction. The creditor has 30 days to respond to the dispute and 90 days to resolve it. The act also limits how long certain information can stay in a consumer's credit file. The consumer has the right to withhold payment for billing errors or defective goods purchased on credit. One must only withhold payment on the disputed portion of the payment. The undisputed portion of the payment must still be paid or the client will be in default. If the client made overpayments, the creditor must refund them. This refund must be applied on the day of receipt or later, so long as there is no penalty to the consumer. Fair Debt Collections Practices Act. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is defined as a federal law that limits the actions of third-party debt collectors and ensures consumers are treated fairly in the debt collection process. This act requires that creditors follow specific debt collection procedures, including sending a debt validation letter. The act is intended to prevent abusive and deceptive debt collection methods. The Act applies only to third-party debt collectors, not debt collectors employed by the creditor directly. Third-party debt collectors are prohibited from these behaviors, telling any third party, such as the person's employer, that the person in collections owes money, contacting the person in collections at their place of employment, if that person is not allowed to take personal calls, contacting the person in collections at inconvenient times, such as late at night, lying, such as threatening a lawsuit with no intent to prosecute, threatening, harassing, or insulting a person in collections, collecting money that is not an actual amount owed, contacting the person in collections at all other than the summons for a court case if the person or their attorney has sent a cease and desist letter, Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions, FACT Act. The Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions, FACT Act is defined as a federal law enacted to enhance consumer protections against identity theft and to improve the accuracy of consumer credit-related records. This act provides credit protection for consumers, including entitling consumers to get one free copy of their credit report each year from www.annualcreditreport.com. This site provides reports from each of the three major credit bureaus, but it does not provide credit scores. The act provides identity theft protections by requiring store receipts to list only the last five digits of a credit card. It also requires credit reporting agencies to work with identity theft victims to resolve their issues related to their credit reports. If the victim does not know that a crime has occurred, lenders and credit agencies still need to take action to address suspected identity theft. Credit Card Act. The Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure, Credit Card Act, is defined as a U.S. federal law enacted in 2009 aimed at establishing fair and transparent practices in the credit card industry to protect consumers from abusive practices. The Act prohibits retroactive credit card rate increases or rate increases within the first year. It standardizes credit terms and requires that disclosures be in plain language and be located in plain sight. There are protections for younger consumers, including limiting card access to those under 21 years of age, only available to persons under 21 if they have verifiable income or a cosigner, and requiring issuers and universities to disclose how they are marketing and distributing cards to college students. Cardholders must be able to opt out of the ability to go over the limit so they can avoid over-the-limit fees. Gift cards and stored value cards have limits on fees that can be charged. Other unfair practices that are prohibited include late fee traps or other fee traps, example skip a payment is encouraged for a holiday month. Unfair subprime fees, all subprime fees must be paid upfront and inactivity fees cannot be charged for the first 12 months. When a credit card processes payments, these payments must be applied to the highest interest rate debt first. The deadline for when something is considered late cannot be before 5 p.m. on the due date. The due date must be a consistent time each month, and the credit card bill must state how long it will take to pay off the debt if only the minimum payment is applied each time. The minimum payment may take many years to pay off the debt, so this is a key example of a credit card trap. Fair Housing Act. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination by landlords, real estate companies, or other direct providers of housing from discrimination related to race, color, religion, sex, national origin, familial status, or disability. For discrimination related to mortgage loans or home equity lines of credit, the cases may be brought related to this act, plus the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. The Department of Justice brings such cases when there is evidence of a pattern or practice of discrimination or denial of rights. Clients who feel that their rental or home buying rights have been violated under this act can file a complaint with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, or file their own lawsuit in federal or state court.